Welcome to Financial Services Online's weekly insurance news wrap. This is Paige Estrotori. It's October 16th, 2025. Let's dive into the week's news around the insurance industry, focusing on developments that might affect you, both as businesses and consumers. Our first story zeroes in on a report from the National Truck Accident Research Center. They put human error at the top of the list as the leading cause of major truck crashes in Australia. Specifically, inattention and distractions are revealed as the main culprits, being responsible for about one-third of all crashes related to human factors. This translates to approximately 69.9 incidents per 10,000 heavy vehicles. Businesses should note this when considering safety measures and driver training. Those with a safety-centric culture, promoting regular workshops and incentives for safe driving, stand a better chance at lower insurance premiums and improved risk management. Let's shift gears now to a significant development from Queensland. The state has moved its heavy vehicle compliance responsibilities to the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator, commonly known as the NHVR. For those unfamiliar, New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia have already made this transition. The goal is to unify regulations across states, which is positive news for businesses that operate interstate transport, as this new system simplifies compliance and has the potential to reduce paperwork. However, it's crucial to get to grips with the new NHVR procedures to avoid penalties and to reap all the possible efficiency benefits. Now to specific company news from the Australian insurance industry. Our first profits report comes from QBE, who significantly exceeded profit expectations for the first half of the fiscal year 2025. QBE saw a substantial net profit rise to 909, surpassing their last year's and estimated profits, thanks to their strong premium growth, particularly in North America and international markets. Also, by strategically expanding while reducing costs, their gross written premiums increased considerably. It's perhaps a good time to review policies with QBE. On a similar note, let's look at Suncorp, who reported an 8% rise in full-year cash earnings. They finished off June this year at a commendable $1.49 billion. This impressive performance was facilitated by more substantive insurance margins and a 16% boom in net investment returns. Suncorp has taken this opportunity to announce a $400 million share buyback and increased its final dividend. So, whether you're in the transport business or a tradesperson looking for comprehensive coverage, the industry shows signs of progressive stability. Be sure to review your needs and risks regularly and consult with your insurers or brokers for tailored solutions. That concludes this week's wrap on the weekly insurance news. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, reminding you that keeping informed means staying ahead. For more updates and useful insights, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, stay safe and be well.